Hi and welcome everyone. This is Candace Taylor, the residential real estate reporter here at The Real Deal. I'm here with Noah Rosenblatt, the founder and publisher of the blog UrbanDigs.com and a broker here in New York City. As a former equities trader, Noah is known for his ability to interpret macroeconomic trends and their impact on the real estate market, as well as being one of the few to predict the current downturn as early as the fall of 2007. Noah, what are your thoughts on the market today, and specifically, how long do you think we have until the market is out of the woods?
Okay, well, two questions here. First, I would say we're probably in the initial snap down from the peak. Most bubbles, when the market rolls over, is the snap down, the jolt down after that is kind of fast and furious, and that's what I'm seeing right now, and it really started in September of 2008 when Lehman failed. So that fourth quarter of 2008 was very illiquid, and we're starting to get some price discovery of deals that were happening then, and it looks like we're down somewhere between 15% and 25% from peak, and that's over a pretty short period of time. So I think it's a good description to say that the market kind of did roll over a little bit, and the first adjustment was about 15% to 25% from peak.
What do we expect from further adjustments?
Well, I'm starting to see some action, and other brokers are starting to see some action. But you know, it's all anecdotal, so it's hard to really see it in the data just yet because we don't know where these contracts are being signed and how many contracts are being signed and how many new listings are coming on the market. Certainly, I don't see any reversal in inventory trends, so I don't see mass strength anywhere. I just think that we hit a comfort zone for the first snap down, and it's around 20-25% down. And you know, that's how these things work. Nothing goes in a straight line. Certainly, I don't expect any fundamentals to reverse course and get better in the near term. I think they're actually getting worse in the near term. So I think Manhattan is still going to be in a correction mode. Call it like a counter trend surge in activity in a bigger, longer term correction. What's going on right now?
Gotcha. When do you think things will start to actually recover? The fundamentals will start to recover?
It's you know, I want it to happen. I really, really do. But I mean, I try to keep it as real as possible. And you know, when you're talking about a local marketplace that's expected to lose about 240,000 jobs over the next couple of years, and just to put that into numbers, we lost about 18 to 20,000 jobs in 2008. It's hard to start talking about bottoms and recoveries, you know, with any fundamentals to back you up, because I don't have any fundamentals to back me up. So, you know, I'm not even going to really start talking about that just yet, but I think it's a ways off. I think we're correcting from an unsustainable parabolic credit boom, and the whole nation went through it, and now we're going through it, and let's just keep it real, and I don't see any recovery anytime yet.
Gotcha. Well, I was going to ask you, actually, I'm glad you brought up that uptick in activity. We are hearing that a lot. Brokers are saying open houses are a little bit more crowded now. What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, again, nothing goes in a straight line forever. There's buyers at every price, and you know, right now I think buyers just hit a comfort zone of what price they're comfortable. Not everybody tries to time the market, and they shouldn't time the market. You know, deals happen, you know, on the way up all the way to peak, and they happen on the way down until the bottom. And right now it's a far cry from the illiquid market we had in the fourth quarter. The fourth quarter was dead. Everything froze up, and everyone was scared out of their minds, and not a lot of sales volume happened. Right now, it seems like we hit that comfort zone. I'm getting more calls. I'm getting more sellers calling. My buyers are starting to call me more interested now that prices are at a discount compared to 6 months ago. And it seems like they're comfortable. And that's what's going to happen. I mean, you're going to have this little uptick, this little counter trend surge, and it's going to play out that way. But it's not going to, you know, you can't say that are we sustainable on the upside from this point on with such negative forces in our face.
So what you're saying is it doesn't mean we're getting better. It just means
there's... Well, I mean, there are people that buy into that we're getting better. There are people that buy into like a false rally, I call it a bear rally. You know, when you look at the stock market, every time the stock market went down 10%, all the experts were calling the bottoms in, and there was a rally after that, and they're like trying to say that they were proven correct, but you know, turned out they were way, way, way wrong, and it was just a bear market rally, and then we went down again. And that's usually how these asset cycles work. I mean, they don't go down in a straight line. They kind of make an adjustment. They go down. They stabilize for a little while. They show some signs of life, and then they kind of go down again. So that's what I think is happening in Manhattan real estate. Real estate's illiquid. So you know, when the tide goes out, we see who's swimming naked. And I I still think we're in that deleveraging of Manhattan real estate, the consumer side of it. And I don't think we've seen the most distress yet, especially with all the negative job losses expected to come down the road.
Do we call that a dead cat bounce?
Yes, that's what you call it.
Are you the one that told me that?
I think that was Doug Headings.
Okay. What about the stimulus package? Is that going to help us out?
I am not a fan of the stimulus package. I think it's been proven already. They've tried stimulus packages before. They've tried every type of lending facility and every other stimulus type of action they can do, and it's proven to not work. They're not letting the market do what the market needs to do, which is basically puke up bad debt. And I hate to say it like that, but that's what needs to happen. And, you know, there are unintended consequences of policy actions, and we haven't seen that yet. And, you know, it worries me when we are so in debt, and the national debt's up to, I don't know, $10 trillion or $11 trillion, and we're taking on another $800 billion stimulus that we all know is full of pork, is wasted, it's government is not an efficient use of money, and it takes time for these things to happen. It's not going to equate into jobs right away, and I don't see it stopping the problems we face. And they're pouring more money into these banks, and they're talking about suspending mark to market, and it's just preventing price discovery and letting these defaults happen and letting the natural process, you know, let the stockholders get hurt, let the bondholders get hurt, and let the pain happen so that this doesn't happen again. Instead, they're just bailing everyone out, and there's a huge moral hazard there. And there's also a big unintended consequence of these bailouts, because if they have to issue bonds and raise all this money to fund these bailouts, I mean, what happens if our friendly funders, you know, China and Russia and who else out there, they don't buy our bonds? And what if they start dumping the tons of treasuries they're holding? We could see rates surge. And that's an unintended consequence. And that's something that not many people are talking about. And it could be the third leg or the fourth leg of this whole downturn. And just imagine what the world would be like if Manhattan real estate has gone through, say, half the correction, and all of a sudden rates are skyrocketing because of the unintended consequence of all this policy actions it's taking. So.
When the market does begin to turn around, mm-hmm. What segment do you think we would see relief in first?
Well, first of all, the high end is getting hurt a lot faster than the low end. So studios and smaller one bedrooms, they're certainly cushioned, relatively speaking, to the 5 million and higher crowd. I mean, this is a Wall Street crisis, and this is a Wall Street city, and this is a Wall Street real estate market. So you're going to see the pain in the higher end. Again, I don't like talking about these recoveries just yet, because we don't even know where the bottom is going to be and what the world's going to look like when the bottom hits. But I would certainly expect the stable neighborhoods, the family neighborhoods. I really hope that we don't see things like crime rate and schools overcrowded and service cuts on that level. That changes the perception of the quality of life to live in Manhattan. Because if that happens, then the stable areas that I think will be more comforted or more cushioned in this downturn will not be. And so that's my biggest fear. But I don't even know how to answer that question right now with what I see coming down the road.
Gotcha. What's your broker? Uh-huh. What's going on with your business? What are you seeing?
I'm seeing an uptick, just like everybody else. I'm not seeing deals being signed everywhere, but I'm talking to brokers who are getting bids and they are doing some deals, but they are at around that level of discount that I described earlier. I'm seeing a lot of action on the sell side, which is quite telling for somebody like me that was mostly a buy side broker, talking on Urban Digs for so long. I mostly attracted the buyers. But I'm starting to get a lot of sellers calling me that were very unhappy with their previous brokers because they had no idea the downturn was coming and they priced wrong and now they're chasing a moving target and now they're kind of calling me for advice. So that's kind of telling. But I haven't seen, I mean, my own personal business, I am not seeing a surge in contract signs at all. I am putting bids in for clients, but there's still a bit of a disconnect, I think, between what a seller thinks their place is worth and what the market deems it's worth right now.
Well, we agree with you here at The Real Deal about that. Thanks, Noah. We look forward to reading more of your predictions.
Thank you.